Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
They can take it down, call the timeout, snap it, sit on it, and get out of here with their second win of the year and the second win in the career of Cam Ward.
Can you take it down to 1 second, call the timeout?
Well, the headline was about defense and Myles Garrett coming in, but the rookie quarterbacks put on quite a show as 1 second remains, and it's officially over, 31-28. Browns fall short. Titans get their second victory of the season.
I just stayed in my hotel room, man. Every time I look out my window, it's pretty depressing out here, man. It's bad.
So you're not going out?
No. No going out in Cleveland, man. It's all factories.
Do you regret anything that you said about Cleveland?
Not at all. You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
Have you ever been booed as much in your life?
I was booed a lot. My whole life I've been booed. College, I was getting booed a lot. Boston, they don't like me over there. And they don't like me over here either. It's okay. I have my friends. I don't care.
It's not the first of the month, but the Bears and the Browns are playing. Do you think Cleveland's cool? I never heard anyone say they were going on vacation in Cleveland.
I forgot that was to Joe Cowley, Mr. Ohio or Western Pennsylvania or whatever the hell he is. Anyway, so like Joakim knows that Joe has a fondness for Cleveland when he's saying that. You think Cleveland's cool? You like Cleveland? Nobody does.
I've actually had a pretty good time every time I've gone to Cleveland.
That doesn't fit with the segment.
Sorry.
So thanks for your call.
Sorry. My bad.
No, me too, actually.
I hung out on the campus of Case Reserve. And
oh, God, I didn't do that. But, like, the Cubs won a World Series there.
Now, how about that?
That was a really cool couple of days.
Remember that time?
I remember that time.
They won a World Series.
Cool bars near there, right in that little section.
I actually, for Urlacher's Hall of Fame induction, because Canton is very small, and there were a lot of Chicagoans who went, And Mitch in NBC Sports Chicago was like, do you want to go to Canton? I was like, yes, I should probably go do that. I stayed in Cleveland and then drove to Canton.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, look, there's options, you know. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has some stuff. There's some stuff I don't like about that. But
it has Terry Hemmert.
It does. I like that. I like that it has Terry Hemmert. But
it's actually a great culinary scene there in Cleveland, too. It's a really good restaurant town. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Tanny, that also doesn't fit.
You think Cleveland's cool?
Yeah. I do.
Oh, no.
Sports talk radio guy. Cleveland is the best city in America.
Here's the thing. When you think about the Bears and the Browns, okay, there's some stuff in recent memory that is just freaking grim. Like the last time the Bears played the Browns in 2023, Joe Flacco threw for 374 yards.
Yeah, remember who was the defensive tackle that they had in coverage? Was that Bill?
It's Big Bill.
It was Big Bill,
right? Andrew Billings in coverage on David Njoku, the tight end, as he's running a crossing pattern and just leaves Big Bill in the dust. And we're all like, what the hell, man?
David Njoku is another one of those guys you're like, wow, if I could draw up what I'd like to look like.
100%.
I'd like to look like that.
Yeah, I'd like to have that guy's body and hair. And everything. And
something about Flacco that I miss.
And in that game, when Joe Flacco was 11 for 13 in the fourth quarter, Darnell Mooney had a Hail Mary fall into his lap as he was laying on the ground and it bounced out of his hands. You remember that?
Yes.
Last play of the game.
So on ESPN, when Kimberly Martin is on, they do like a whole thing of like,
Martin.
No, not that Martin.
Martin.
But when she's on there,
did I do it right?
Her face being surprised is from that game.
It's from the Darnell Mooney.
She was there on the sideline watching
funny.
It.
That's
and
funny.
So they have a whole segment of would you be surprised?
Yeah.
And they use her face from that game to illustrate surprise.
Maybe you want to go back to 2021 when Justin Fields played there. And
I don't want to go. I had almost erased. That's the 9-sack game, right?
9 sacks, 15 quarterback hits. They left Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney unhelped upon. The Bears offense totaled 47 yards that day. 47 yards. They lost 26-6. And it was so obvious that Nagy and Fields as a combo was just a hideous thing that wasn't going to work. So those are the last two times the Bears have played the Browns, okay? And then there's just the Browns stuff on their own. The Deshaun Watson contract.
He's on the clock now, right? Alex, hasn't he now opened his 21-day window
to
return?
It is open, yes.
He's technically available. He's still on their payroll. It's one of the most loathsome contracts.
And people
in NFL history. They were desperate. You know why they were desperate? Because they were undergoing a quarterback drought like no other organization
sports. No, not like no other organization.
None.
The Bears were right there with them.
Listen to this. Since 1999, the Bears have used 30 quarterbacks. Okay,
that's too many.
Commanders have used 28.
How many of the Packers used?
I don't know, but I can tell you how many the Browns have. Yeah, Packers have used what, 4?
Didn't you have Luckman?
Since 1999, the Cleveland Browns have used 42 different quarterbacks. 42, which is part of the desperation that gives them Deshaun Watson in the first place.
But to then give him the first fully guaranteed contract was absurd, and then he's a nasty man.
Yes.
And then there's that part of it. And he's still on your roster. And you're opening a window to have him come back and be your starter again.
Uh-huh. And then how about the short-term stuff that's going on with Kevin Stefanski and Shador Sanders? Like, Stefanski didn't even use Shador Sanders on the two-point conversion. He supposedly has not even wanted to give Shador a shot. He went through a Dylan Gabriel phase, which was dink. I heard Bigsy calling it this morning. Dink one way, dink the other way, dink back the other way, and then quit. Like, that's what your offense was. And now he's like begrudgingly giving Shador a shot in what's probably the last 4 games of Kevin Stefanski's Browns career. It is ugly, passive-aggressive BS between coach and quarterback right now.
Well, I also think it's between coach and GM or coach and ownership. I can't quite figure out who was the fan of Shador, but someone was. I think it was the GM. Someone was a fan of Shador, and if you're a fan of him, if you... Let's say that you had a second round grade on Shador. Let's say that you're like, no, the second round sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the 5th round and you're like, he's still there. We could just take him now. Like if you're looking at it from strictly a draft value standpoint, you have to take him. Now, your coach should be a part of that decision making. Because
he's going to have to coach and make
correct.
The decisions on this stuff from the week to week.
But the way that Kevin Stefanski has acted with this is bizarre.
Yeah.
It, And if you don't want him, then convince your GM to cut him or trade him, because there were people who were interested around the trade deadline of trading for Shador. But if your alternative is a guy that probably shouldn't have been drafted just on measurables alone, in Dylan Gabriel. Like, Dylan Gabriel strikes me as the type of player that could end up on your roster because he works hard and he's accurate enough and he's a nice enough kid. But as someone who was undrafted, not as someone that you're like, let's see what he has. No. The pecking order should have been, if you were going to do all of this, they had Tyrod, right, at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, they had Tyrod and Flacco.
I'm sorry, Tyrod. His name is pronounced Tyrod. We need to start doing that more correctly. But they had Tyrod, and they traded him, so you bring in Flacco. If the Flacco thing wasn't going to work for you, then the next thing should have been Shador. And you should have done it just so you know. Now, they'll tell you that they have enough games now and will have enough games at the end of the season to make a decision on what to do, because they'll end up in a good spot to draft.
It's barely true, though.
Of course it is.
Even if it's remotely enough games in their mind, they're kidding themselves. It takes a lot more games than that. By the way, it was Justin Jones in coverage, not Andrew Billings. So apologies to Justin Jones and his family for not mentioning that embarrassment correctly. It was Justin Jones. And we'd like to apologize. We here at Turn the Page Industries. Here's the other thing, though. This is not even the real Browns franchise. It's not.
We're doing this now?
In 1995, Art Modell took the team and he left.
Mayflower Trucking.
But he went to Baltimore and just freaking took off. And then 4 years later, they're given another organization, and now they have to lie and pretend that they're actually still the Cleveland Browns, and they're not. The Ravens are the Cleveland Browns. And everybody knows it's a fake franchise, and the NFL gods are not allowing this new fake Cleveland Browns franchise to win. They've been terrible. In 26 years, they have 4 winning seasons.
Oh.
4 winning seasons. They've gone 17 straight years without making the playoffs at one point. You know, they've made them about the last 5-6 years a couple times. But they went 17 straight years at one point. You remember how bad they were under Hugh Jackson? That guy had a huge accent. They, from 2016 and 2017, they went 1-31.
That's not good.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
I think we are.
The
we are
Hugh
laughing.
Jackson Todd Haley feud on Hard Knocks was, oh my gosh. It was must see cinema.
Look at all these negative vibes, man. Just everywhere. They went 0-16. In 2017, they went through a whole season without winning a game. Thank God we're not Cleveland Browns fans, is what I'm left with.
Well, it's good that we're now in a place where we can look down our noses at Cleveland. Because
negative vibes.
Yeah, just everywhere.
I mean, turn the clock back 1 year. Turn it back 1 year. And there's Matt Eberflus being fired. There's, hey, well, they got this interim coach guy. Maybe something good will happen.
Yeah, I don't want to hear how bad it is. How many nationally televised embarrassments have the Cleveland Browns had? Not many, because they're not on those island games like we are. So I don't want to hear it. Who cares?
The Bears could end up in 3 island games to end the season.
Saturday night with Green Bay is. The Niners is Sunday night.
And then week 18, with which Detroit? Is still up in the air. But there's a lot of different. There's a lot of games that might mean something in that final spot.
Yeah.
But the Bears-Lions could be one of them.
Tanny, you're right. The Bears have been in a sweet spot for national embarrassment where, like, you're big enough and maybe even people think you might be decent enough as a big market that they give you a lot of those island games and then you're terrible and then you're embarrassed.
It doesn't matter how bad the Bears are. Bears fans show up to watch those games, even if they're hate watching. They're watching, and NBC and ESPN and CBS and Prime know that, which is why they always end up with at least one on each.
This is where I got with the Cleveland Browns. It's like you mentioned the fans. If there's one thing that I can admire, they got a lot of fans that stick with them. Like the Dog Pound. The Dog Pound is, is hardcore. Like, I can't hate on the dog pound. I can't hate on those people. Just,
well, Snoop would be mad if you did.
Yeah, well, there you go. But being insane football fans that dress up and have absurd fun, even when their team sucks.
I don't know how much fun they're having. I mean,
they try in the east end zone at Cleveland Stadium.
They do, and I don't want to say they deserve anything, but those fans, it does stink for them to have to deal. Like, this season alone, where the fan base is kind of like, hey, could you just play Shedeur Sanders to see if he actually might be good? Like, I know you don't like him, but why does he have a uniform then? Play him. And I think that there has been incremental growth in every game that he's played, and obviously it popped this past week against Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that we are going to see DA get after him a little bit, and I do wonder, because isn't Tom Brady like his de facto godfather, and DA always gave Tom fits, not Pat Fitzgerald, but fits on the field.
Yeah, Dennis Allen was a horrible matchup for Tom Brady. Tom Brady is Shedeur Sanders' godfather?
De facto godfather. Like that's the guy that Prime would have him talk to, and he's been working with Shedeur in one capacity or another since Shedeur was at Jackson State. So there was a feeling that Tom would take Shedeur with the Raiders. And so when he didn't, everyone was like, oh, that's not good. That the team that needs a quarterback that is partially owned by the guy who's been with Shedeur since he was a teenager, not interested in taking Shedeur. That's a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I don't expect Shedeur to play well. I don't. I expect Dennis Allen to go after him and for it to be problematic up here. The way the Bears' defense has been opportunistic and, you know, here on the road with it's going to be a very cold day. I'll be surprised if Shedeur plays well.
It's not great.
It's not like a good matchup for him.
Well, I mean, Shedeur overall has not been great, but he's been okay. For a young guy that's starting, it's been like, okay. Because he's been getting a lot of run after catch. That's been part of it. This last game against Tennessee is the first time where it felt like it's more than that. It's him making anticipatory throws and stuff like that. This felt better. But for the season, it's 52% completion.
Yeah.
5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for Shedeur. But this last game, he was great. Average yards per attempt, over 9. For him last week. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he had a good game. That's his best game by far so far. It'll be interesting. I'm glad that the Bears are not anymore in a spot where you feel like you have a kinship with either the Jets or the Browns. You know, and in the quarterback tradition. You know, like, because all of those franchises have had the guy who wears the jersey with all of the names of the different quarterbacks on the back. If we were playing categories today, there would have been a Cleveland Browns quarterback category just for us to muck our way through.
Cody Kessler.
There you go. Derek Anderson. That's their last Pro Bowler. Is Derek Anderson the last Pro Bowl quarterback?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
All right, let's take a break. We'll get back to Cleveland in a little bit, and we'll preview the game with Kevin Kugler at 4 o'clock. Randy and Jason Sklar are going to join us. Why? Because they're going to be at the Den Theater this weekend, and you should check out their show, 1331 North Milwaukee. So let's talk with them next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going home.
Horace Grant.
Do you remember being on the station in the 90s doing some sports radio?
Of course. That was the only show around. Yes, I remember the school. Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Were we hard on you?
I would say it was tough love. Thank you guys for being the original ones here in Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
So we're going to talk to the Sklar brothers in a few minutes here, but we were talking about Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. A couple things on that, as it's Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. The Cleveland Browns injury report is out. Lawrence, how many is too many players to have on an injury report?
I mean, what are we in, week 15? Week 14, right, of the season?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone's injury report should probably have about 10 players, 11 players on it.
All right, yeah, 19. They have 19 players.
That's a lot
players.
Of players.
They have 19 players on their injury report.
Is Myles Garrett on it?
Is Myles Garrett on it? Out
not.
With old?
No, he's not. No? Out with not interested in sacking Caleb Williams? No, he's not.
He's very interested. That's a part of this that we haven't talked enough about. He's very interested in sacking Caleb Williams. Because he's very close to the single season sack record.
Yeah, he's got 20 sacks. He's got 20 freaking sacks. There's a theory out there from some people around the league that Myles Garrett was going for broke for sacks last week, and that's why
made it easier to defend him.
Yeah, that's why they gave up as many rushing yards as they did. But no, Myles Garrett is not on it. Carson Schwetzinger, their excellent linebacker, is on their limited. And who else? Here's other guys. Denzel Ward, the corner, did not practice. David Njoku, the aforementioned tight end, did not practice. Mason Graham did not practice. I didn't. What's he been doing, the Michigan kid, Mason Graham? I don't even know how much he's been playing for them.
You would think, considering that he would be having a great year. So yeah. Let's take a look. But it's Cleveland, though. So.
Yeah, it is Cleveland.
He's got a half a sack.
All right, well, that's... That's too bad for him.
He's got a half a sack.
That's a tough break. Born with that, as far as you can tell?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And then we were talking about Shedeur Sanders. Do you remember yesterday when we were wondering aloud, Boy, I just realized the national opinionists are probably going to have a field day with Shador versus Caleb, aren't they? And if can you imagine if Shador looks further along than Caleb in any way to the casual observer? We will see. Yeah. So that was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What I didn't know
is that at the exact same time as you were saying it.
I think like literally the exact same time.
Yes. This was being said on FS1.
Shador Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
Now, the Bears will win, but because Shador is facing a much weaker defense,
yeah.
Caleb obviously facing one of the best defenses in the league, and Myles Garrett is going for that sack record, all right? And so he's going to be under duress. Shador is going to outplay him. Caleb has not thrown for 300 yards all season.
Oh, God.
Shador did it in his third start. Caleb has two games out of 30 that he started where he's thrown or produced four touchdowns. Shador has one in three starts.
Gosh.
And then, Nick, there's this.
Okay.
Look at the graphic of their stats this year when they start.
Okay.
Shador's are actually better.
This is too
passer rating higher, TD percentage higher. Caleb, we know he doesn't throw many interceptions except for that game, losing one.
Bro, this
and then yards per attempt, passing yards per game. I'm not saying at this moment I think Shador is better than Caleb.
I know you're not.
But I do think he will outplay him Sunday.
I mean, the folly of quarterback conversations from people only looking at numbers to compare when they have not watched the games is just, it's further exposed every week of our football lives, isn't it?
Yes.
Like that's the hot take industrial complex when it comes to quarterbacks and being able to go out there and say stuff when you haven't, you know, watched every game and tried to break it down and try. We got to work hard to be educated and mildly intelligent talking quarterback play. We have to work hard.
Well, it's, I mean, look, it's the difference between talking about stuff for 20 hours a week versus talking about it for 3 minutes.
And talking about it for an audience that did not watch every play.
Yeah.
Along with you.
It's whatever. It's
all right.
I think that's so unfair to Shador too. Like I think Shador like has had a lot of really good moments, and I'm looking forward to seeing if he can.
Wow.
Because I'm not a huge believer in Shador, and I wasn't at Colorado either. But I'm looking forward to seeing him with some actual coaching, with maybe the coach not looking at him like he's got the plague or something.
Sure. And then we'll see. And then we'll see if he's a guy who needs a million reps or not.
But it also, if you have not seen the improvement in Caleb Williams this year, I don't think you're paying close enough attention. That's just how I feel.
And you know,
and the way that he's impacted the game, not just with his arm, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It is what it is.
Danny can argue that side.
Oh, yeah.
Of it.
And I bet he did. I bet he did.
Danny said, what a take. That was the voice that you heard early in the clip.
Oh, okay, good. And then he'd go after him after that and try to...
I'm doing a show here.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know.
It's a good point. Good point. Yeah, you are, Tanny. Doing a hell of a job, too.
Sklar Brothers are going to join us after a quick timeout here on The Score.
And avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we're being joined by not one, but because of their own demands, two guests.
What? These guys are truly two of our favorite guests, two of the funniest human beings on the planet, and they are also twin brothers.
Sklar Brothers, I saw a billboard for the nose. Bleeds all over town in big ones.
The beautiful, beautiful Sklar Brothers.
I go into the store to pee. There's no one else in the store except Denzel Washington. Like, he kind of knew who I was. He's like, he's a comedian or something. I'm like, yes, I'm a comedian. I have a twin brother. He's like, sports. He just was like saying one word like in a thing. And I'm like, yes, we did.
Monosyllabic.
You probably saw us on Cheap Seats or Old ESPN Show. And he was like, what's your name? We're the Sklar Brothers. And he just looked at me for the longest time. I'm like in a Denzel scene, right? And he's like, the Sklar Brothers. The Sklar Brothers. I'm like, are you adding a syllable to
it? Have I been saying it wrong?
The Sklar Brothers, Randy and Jason. You could have knocked me over at the feather scene. You guys in Better Call Saul.
Somebody call an ambulance.
No, you don't need to. Yes, an ambulance. That's a good idea. You guys have liability insurance, right?
Deep in the ESPN tape library, this is Cheap Seats.
It's wrestling from the Mid-South region.
I just want to know who have a guts to come challenge with me. Wrestling, my club, everything.
Is he on a nightclub? Yeah, the freaking sheep.
Mr. Junkyard Dog.
Mr. Why so formal?
So my son, he's into the Pokemon cards. They're like trading cards with monster, pictures of monster on the front and statistics on the back. How much life, how much damage, how much energy. So I was like, he's into the cards. Maybe I can get him onto what we were into as kids, baseball cards. That's fun. So I brought some of our old baseball cards from St. Louis back to L.A. So he pulls out a card, Daryl Strawberry. He's like, Daddy, what's his damage? I was like, cocaine. For a decade in the 90s, it was hookers.
It was hookers in the 90s.
Spiegel and Holmes, Afternoons on the Score.
This is exciting, getting the opportunity to talk with the Sklar Brothers. I'll try and say it like Denzel said it. That's a lot of fun. They have a big show coming up in the City Beautiful. You can go check them out at the Den Theater Saturday night at 7:15, 1331 North Milwaukee. Brothers are going to work it out. The Sklar Brothers are going to work it out. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, so good to be here on 670 The Score.
The Score.
Gotta love it.
So we often on this show, my partner Speegs and I, we don't really like St. Louis, but. We do realize that you guys have
fair.
We realize that you guys have a beef, a legitimate beef with the city of Chicago, and it's this. We are sorry for reversing the river.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. You're sorry?
I am.
I didn't realize you were even sorry.
I am sorry, Bo. That's not fair to the people of St. Louis that we reversed the river and now all the sewage from Chicago flows southward to their beautiful hamlet.
But we did it for us. It was the engineering marvel of its time, and we needed it. You understand, don't you? We needed our water clear.
Right. look, St. Louis is downstream. We are like the Chicago River, and you guys are essentially the Dave Matthews Band tour bus. So we get it. We understand. Dump it in us. Dump it on us.
Do you guys realize our studios are about three blocks away from where that happened?
From where the engineering marvel took place.
No. Where Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also the engineering, the engineering marvel's a little bigger. Yeah. Yeah, no, sure, we can
look
at that spot.
30 on that.
Yeah, who's no? They're too busy doing their own on that. Why is
that's not? Listen to me. That's a 2 for 2. It's not a 30 for 30. It's a number 2 for 2. They're going to drop that on the deuce.
Well, I mean, it could be a 2-2-2. That's what it could be.
Oh, the deuce, the deuce. You guys, man, it's like, so why is the pizza so bad in St. Louis? I think that's a good place to start. What is that about? Is it, dude, what went wrong?
So there's no, I mean, like
the place called Emo's in St. Louis that serves really flat pizza, because you want pizza that you can slide under a locked door during a hostage negotiation.
Yeah. So it's useful.
Yeah.
With all the toppings on it. We think Emo's should just, we think they need to just lean into who they are and be like, Emo's, it starts as leftovers.
Yeah.
Have a new slogan, right? Like, Emo's, because it's your weekend with the kids.
Yeah.
Emo's. Are you eating the pizza or the box that it came in? Like, you know, we understand our pizza's bad, but we still have to love it. You come to Chicago, you eat real pizza. You go to Pequod's. You go to Chicago.
Go to Chicago's. Go to Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's. You carry up a little deep dish.
Got a sausage the size of a Chicago lineman.
I got a sausage the size of Dennis Farina's eyebrows.
I got a sausage the size of Richard Dent's neck fat.
Have you guys ever tried Rinaldi's? We had Rinaldi's pizza today. They make a Nico Horner special with pineapple on the pizza. Pineapple and hot honey. God.
No.
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 I can't do pineapple, but I will take a hot honey.
I'll do the hot honey. I'll take a hot honey, and so did Harry Carey.
May he rest in peace.
There's a lot of respect. A lot of respect going on right there. Hey, so
I feel. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, I feel like Harry Carey should have done a commercial for Frusion Glacia.
Yeah, just him being like, Frusion Glacia. Hey.
The Sklar brothers know about the score. Like, I don't know if you guys, I mean, obviously sports radio stalwarts that you are, but when our mutual friend Daniel Van Kirk started going on you guys on Sklarborough Country and doing Doug Buffone, I mean, that's before our listeners knew that Daniel Van Kirk existed doing Doug Buffone. Now our listeners know because Daniel comes on sometimes and gives us stuff like this.
We are live from 670 at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. I am your host, Doug Buffone, talking to you all things Bears. Paint your nails and sit down in front of the couch because we are winning games this year, boys.
So,
he's
the
amazing,
best.
Amazing. So, and introduced us to Doug Buffone. I mean, this is like, we had those guys in St. Louis, but I love a good local sports legend. You know, it's like, we know Butkus and we know but
we also know Gary Fensick. Like, if Fensick was doing stuff, we'd know him. But like Doug Buffone, we didn't know enough about, but him naming who was sponsoring the show and then I'll go to Carol in Rockford, whatever he was saying,
Rita in Winnetka,
and any name he would say and the place he would say after it would make us laugh.
We're in.
I'd love to know from you guys, like, I'm only gonna address Randy. I'm only addressing you. I'm not gonna address the Sklar brothers. Randy, was there ever a point where you guys were like, you know what would be better if we stayed away from each other? Was there ever that thought that came into your head? And if not, then what was, how did you get to the place of like, we're always better together. Let's grow this thing together.
So I think that's a great question. We grew up and our parents very wisely, you know, we had, and thankfully they could do it. We had separate rooms growing up. So like we were able to have lives apart from each other. The twins we know who grew up and like were in the same room growing up, as soon as they got to college, they just busted in opposite directions. For us, we're like, no, we've kind of had a whole life separately. And now that we have families, we're like, my family doesn't think of me as part of the Sklar brothers. They just think of me as the guy who forgot to book their travel. You know, like I'm getting that, you know? And so It's like we're totally in our whole lives we get to live sort of apart from each other. As far as stand-up goes and doing stuff on TV and doing bits and stuff, like on, you know, we're writing on this Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson sports show on Amazon called Good Sports. We just did a bit that was on the show a couple nights ago. We still love doing it together. We feel like there are cards to play. If you feel like you have plays to go and cards to play, you're just going to keep playing until to the point where we're like, we don't want to do this anymore. But it's still fun and unique in a way that I feel like there just aren't a lot of people out there doing what we do.
That's really interesting. That you had lives apart and they continue to have lives apart. Because when you see the two of you on stage, as everyone should, and people need to go to the Den on Saturday night to see you, it is a remarkable thing. Like, I don't know what comedy pairs ever have finished each other's sentences and shared the timing that you guys do as a stand-up act. Like, you know, we think of comedy duos, but I don't know who.
Like, the Smothers Brothers weren't doing that. That was set up, punchline set up.
Right.
And then, like, this is more stream of consciousness, and yet you guys are able to make it work.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. Have you ever seen anything like what you guys do on stage together?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we consciously made that choice to do something that was different than what had come before us. I mean, we finished each other's sentences. We're finishing each other's careers. We're trying to end our lives. We have to. Don't you understand? This is a call for help. No, I don't think we saw it because, you know, we didn't want to do something that had already been done. The Smothers Brothers were great. All the comedy teams that came up, Martin and Lewis and Nichols and May. I guess it's even closer to like Nichols and May. But the thing that really felt like an inspiration to us, believe it or not, was not even comedy. It was the Beastie Boys. We watched the Beastie Boys in the 80s when we were coming up.
Wow.
And we're like, they're having so much fun together. They are different people, but they come together for certain lines. They break apart. They gas each other up. They back each other up. Sometimes they have fun roasting each other. And that's what we've found later as we've sort of grown this thing, is that there is time to step outside and roast each other in fun ways, you know, that like – look, Jay's going to tell me that I look like a Jewish Magnum P.I., and I'll take it. Menachem P.I., I'll take it. Solid joke for the radio, Ran. Very, very good.
We're on Twitch. Anyway. We're on Twitch, and YouTube. Yeah, how on point that is. See, that's amazing. The Beasties, both of us sitting in here nodding, right?
Because we both love the Beastie Boys. Right. And seeing you guys go through your own maturation as they did, you know, like the people that gave you Fight for Your Right for the Party are not the people that they ended up being. And seeing you guys like use that as a way to channel through it is really cool.
Yeah, and we'll argue all afternoon. I say check your head is the more
Paul's
important.
Boutique.
Yeah, I mean, but
Paul's
like
boutique. That's it. I mean, there's Ill Communication, unbelievable album. You can throw that in the mix. And Hello Nasty, incredible too. But, you know, there's even like a you know, we are on 670 The Score. Let's be honest. There's a sportsy version of what we do that feels very much like a pick and roll. It feels very much like you allow the defense to come to you and then you just float a little screen pass at the exact time to the other person. So there's like a timing aspect to it's turning a double play, like the perfect turn of a double play. That those moments in sports that we sort of grew up with and love and sort of marvel at, it's like those things to me is what we also pattern ourselves after, like the smoothest turn at second base, like the smoothest pick and roll, you know.
Yep.
Who, like, we can only all hope to be John Stockton.
Who are the best sports twins, Randy, Jason? Who are they? Is it the Sedins? Is it the Barbers? Is it
the Sedin twins? I mean, the Bryan brothers won a lot of tennis matches as doubles. The Lopez brothers, Brooke and Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez looks like Sideshow Bob, or is that Anderson Vergeau? I keep getting them mixed up. He has another twin. I mean, there's so many twins in sports. The Markeith and Marcus Morris, they've been in so many fights. Those guys are great twins.
Yeah, they'll get in a fight at a rec center in Phoenix, and you just don't want the two of them staring down the barrel of it. You know, I've been testing out this question amongst the people here. And now that I have two people that are actually, you know, in movies and televisions, I'm curious what you guys' answers are. So, Jason, I'm going to start with you. Screw Randy this time. So I want to know, not the actor, the character. If you could take a character from one show and have that character do a three-part story arc on another show, what character and what show would it be?
Oh, so it'd be for my amusement. I mean, obviously, I think it'd be great to take Larry David out of Curb Your Enthusiasm
and put him in Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Randy. Why is it so hot here? You guys, ridiculous.
Go see the White Walkers.
Yeah.
Why do I have to go
Why do I have to go to the Red Wedding? I wasn't even invited.
I mean,
bring me as
they're not going to care that I'm not at the Red Wedding. Who's going
to
care?
You bring me as your plus one to the Red Wedding. I don't even know what to bring these people. What am I going to get them? Just a whole case of mead? What am I doing?
So if you're watching on Twitch, you saw the eye contact, like Shaq running to the rim and Kobe making the pass right there. I mean, that's exactly that's what it is.
Alley-oop.
Oh, see these guys on Saturday at the Den. So did you guys have anything to do with the Poochie and Kevin Hart stuff from last week?
Yes.
By the way,
yes, we did. And so, writing on the show, we kind of knew like we're going to do this thing with Kevin Hart and because there was the whole Ben Johnson taking his shirt off. We're like, what's next? What has to happen next? In order for like, what are you giving away? You giving away cheese fries if he takes off his pants? Like, what's happening in Chicago right now? And so we just wanted to find that out. And we knew that Poochie, you know, the Wiener Circle is just a staple. We've been there before late night.
Love it.
Love it. Love the interplay between people behind the counter and the people who are there. And Poochie was just wonderful. So good. And who knows, maybe we'll come back there after our show on Saturday night and bring her a gift. You never know. We could show up at the Wiener Circle after that show. You never know.
You
got to come see our show and find out.
I love
and,
that.
You know, we got to tell you. Go ahead.
No,
were
you tell
were you guys the ones who dressed Kevin Hart up like a ketchup bottle?
No, he did on his own and Poochie improvised that. And God bless her. That just shows you how funny she is.
Wick.
Poochie, quick, funny.
So what do you want to tell us about Saturday? Tell us.
So Saturday is going to be amazing. I mean, a chance to see us do our hour live. Our mom is going to be in the audience coming up from St. Louis to check this thing out. We got friends from college coming. It's just going to be a party atmosphere. Get your
tickets.
The
Den Theater is amazing.
It's a beautiful theater and a great space to see. So many people have shot their specials there, but this is going to be electric hour. Our friend Rafe Williams, who's an amazing comic, is going to feature for us. So the whole show, top to bottom, is going to be great. But what I want to tell you guys about is a little something that we're doing on Turner Sports. You can come see us this Saturday, but I want you to turn on the tube, and you guys will love this. On December 23rd, 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Central, True TV and HBO Max. Guess who's doing a version of the Manning cast for the Blackhawks-Flyers game? Yours truly.
Oh, come on.
We're doing it.
Oh,
it's a revival of cheap seats. A revival of cheap seats, a live cheap seats. Daniel Van Kirk will be working on it. He will be playing a character in it. Our buddy Brad Morris, who is a famous second City alum, he will be writing on the show and appearing as characters. Who knows? Maybe we'll interview Yarmir Yager's mullet. Couldn't get him on the show. We might just interview the mullet and see what he has to
Maybe
say.
We'll install a kegerator that doesn't have Jagermeister in it, but has Yagermeister in it.
You got to tune in and watch. It's going to be so much fun.
Who's dating Connor Bedard's mom? You got to tune in and watch. Is it Theo Vaughn? We don't know.
You got to get Connor Bedard's mom and Diego Pavia's mom
together on a dating show. Like all these things we're going to bring up throughout the show. It's running commentary. If you like the Manning cast, it is that with like times 10 more comedy because we're comedy forward. That's what we've always done. But we've always tried to find that intersection between comedy and sports. We did it on Cheap Seats for 4 years. We've been looking for an outlet to do it again, and we finally have one. And I'm so psyched that it's a Chicago Blackhawks game. I know the Blackhawks have been up and down this year. They had a
good.
Great start.
They're good now.
Great game last night. Great game last night. They're back. Lots of excitement. The Flyers are a good team too, but we'll be there to make it super fun. So the game is on TNT, but our broadcast is going to be on True TV, same time, all simulcast, and it's also going to be on HBO Max. So.
You have hit lots of Blackhawks fans directly who are going to find that right here. Thank you, guys. The Sklars are the best. See you Saturday night at the Den. Thanks for coming on The Score, guys. We love it.
Thanks, boys.
Love you guys. Take care.
Thanks.
It's Randy and Jason Sklar.
Come on now.
That's right.
Funny MFers.
Give them both their props and not just
say look at you, individualizing them. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was a good answer, too.
Yeah, it was.
We need to take a break. Bears, Browns, our buddy Kevin Kugler is on the call. He joins us next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.